ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Thank you for joining in our service. It's another beautiful Wednesday evening. I would like to welcome you to our beautiful exchange service. Tonight we're looking at a very interesting and important topic, manifesting the prophetic word. When we talk about the prophetic word, it's not just something that somebody closes their eyes to just give a word of prophecy. Prophetic word for the believer is God's inspired word to the believer in the specific situation of his or her life to instruct, guide, and pierce the believer into the greater purpose of God. At the beginning of each year, for most believers, there is like a God-inspired word for the year. Many people have it maybe months before the new year. And it's just to one hand. David described the objective of the prophetic word in Psalm 119, verse 105. He said, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light into my path." In Isaiah 55, verse 11, God is committed to see his word. He said, "So shall my word, which has gone out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void." So the prophetic word is very important for the believer. But what do we find out? When people run with the prophetic word, soon they are discouraged. Maybe life throws up something. But tonight, by God's grace, we will look at how to manifest the prophetic word. And with me in the studio today, I have PF, my wonderful wife, and I have M.A., the man of God, and they will do justice to this topic from different aspects as we look at what is happening globally at the moment. I don't want no one to bail the car tonight with you, but you are welcome to this beautiful exchange service, and we are set for a great time here tonight. So maybe A.K. should go first. Yeah, thank you.
Good evening, Pastor, and thank you so much for having me for this study tonight. Manifesting the prophetic word, it's an important thing that every believer, you know, must position ourselves for, particularly at a time like this. So at the beginning of the year for us as a church, you know, God gave us a word, you know, which is divine perfection, you know, as the umbrella word for what he set to do for us. In Psalm 138, verse 8, I'll just take from Amplified Version, Classic Edition. It says, "The Lord will perfect that which concerns me." The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. And, you know, interestingly, when God gave that word, you know, the Bible says that God is the Ancient of Days, declaring the end from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, so God had seen through this time that we are in,
wow,
when he gave that word ahead. You know, I remember you've been emphasizing this word since as early as October last year.
Yeah, September.
September last year. You know, telling us about God bringing us into divine perfection.
Yeah.
So he gave us that word, knowing that we are going to come through a time like this.
Wow.
You know, it's amazing the way God works. So irrespective of what's going on in the world, you know, there is a divine perfection that is bringing. And he now gave us 12 prophetic signposts, which are, you know, meant to guide us through these times. Mm. That is, irrespective of what's going to be happening at a time like this, there are some 12 prophetic things, you know, that God is already set to manifest in our life, irrespective of what the situation might be. I'll just do a quick run through them. You know, he says there's going to be an emergence of new businesses.
Yeah.
You know, and as a result of the disruption in the world, new businesses will have to emerge. Mm. Because people can't continue to do business the way they've been doing it. Mm. Yes. He says existing businesses will be strengthened.
Yeah.
You know, it means that because businesses literally now, some are shutting down, some are collapsing. But he's saying that for us as a household of faith, our own businesses are strengthened and enlarged.
Yeah.
So new ministries will be born.
Yeah.
You know, there will be divine establishments.
Yeah.
There will be strategic placements.
Yeah.
There will be developmental projects.
Yeah.
You know, there will be unprecedented favor that we're going to enjoy as a people.
Amen.
Generational blessings will be activated.
Yeah.
You know, mission-driven people will emerge.
Amen.
You know, financial steward pattern will be passed.
Yeah.
Wealth transfer.
Yeah.
You know, it's what we are seeing at a time like this.
Yes.
Wealth transfer.
There's a lot of wealth.
You know, wealth transfer. You know, emergence of worshippers.
Oh, yes.
People that worship God in truth and in spirit are actually emerging, and there's going to be harvest of the herds, and which is what we are beginning to see. I mean, it's amazing.
If I can just take that, it's just amazing for me how God, what you said earlier on, Isaiah 46, verses 9 and 10, how it is the nature of God to always declare the end from the beginning. And so God helps us to see the end, and then he backtracks to the very beginning, holds our hands, because that's what prophetic word is supposed to do, to guide, to nurture us into that greater agenda of God. And I realize that this word is actually not just for 2020. So that's one of the reasons why we can't even afford to be discouraged. It's a word that covers a whole decade. And I think decade is 10.
Yes, sir.
It's a word that covers 2020 to 2030.
Hallelujah.
So we are just starting. And so what you said, it just ministered to me that God is aware of COVID-19 before he gave us a prophetic word.
Yes,
PF, you like to see something at this point?
You know, before we started, I was talking to Minister Akin, that it is just like David said in the Psalms, that it is only the foolish man that will say that God does not exist. The Yoruba says, Ashiwere ni yolo wipe kosi oluwa. You know, I don't know, but it's somewhere in the Psalms. Because
it's a fool who says in his heart there is no God. I think that should be Psalm 24.
I'm not sure. But I know that it's somewhere in the Psalms.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because as we started the year out in 2020, we had a Bible study outline in January. And I want to read the introduction of that outline. And this was in January 2020. And the introduction goes thus, that with the various harsh social economic forecasts from different analysts via various channels, trade wars among nations, xenophobic attacks, an increase in crime rates across cities, it is possible for some to start feeling pessimistic about 2020. Some might have even given up on the hope of a better year. But for us as a community of believers, we have a sure word from God. God has declared 2020 as our year of divine perfection. Hence, irrespective of the challenges that people may face in the world, our experience is divine perfection. This was way back in January 2020.
Yeah.
COVID had not entered into the equation at that time. So what we just need to do is just to add COVID to the equation of all of the things that have been happening before now. So, and like we all say, there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing that has not happened before. There's no newly manufactured impediment, as it were. So from time immemorial, there has always been challenges. But even with the challenges, God had gone ahead of the challenges and given the word. And as we say, when God gives a word, he has the capacity to make it come to pass.
Hallelujah.
Irrespective of circumstances or situations on the earth. So God has given the word that it is our year of divine perfection. He has taken into cognizance the fact that there will be COVID-19. He has taken into cognizance that a lot of things will be happening that may seem, you know, not to align with the word, in quotes. No, but the word is sure.
Yeah.
It says, forever, O God, your word is settled.
Hallelujah.
is settled. The word of God is settled. So irrespective of what we are going through as we go into this study this evening, or discussion this evening, the word of God is settled.
Yeah.
And it says something. Sorry, Pastor. It says, my word will not go back, come back to me void of power. It will accomplish the purpose for which it was sent.
Hallelujah.
So we need to hold that in our left hand. The word will accomplish its purpose. It will not go back to the Lord void. Praise the Lord.
Well, before, I mean, you quoted this scripture, so I just want to help out, because I thought that it was Psalm 24, but it's actually Psalm 14.
Yeah.
And I like to read Psalm 14, the first five verses. It's interesting to just put in context what you just said. He said, the fools are said in his heart, there is no God. He said, they are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. And the Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand and who seek God. He said, they have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt, and there is none who does good, not anyone. He said, have all the workers of iniquities no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and they do not call on the Lord. And that's where I'm going. He said, there they are in great fear, for God with the generation of the righteous, he shamed the counsel of the poor, but the Lord is his refuge. What am I saying tonight, or what are we just trying to delve into, is the fact that God is sovereign. And in his sovereignty, he has factored all the variables into his eternal purpose. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, he said, for we know. So it's not, sometimes when things happen and it's as if it's not aligned with the prophetic word, what is suggested to our mind is doubt. Doubt comes in, it creeps in gradually, and then fear begins to set in. But hey, Paul said something. He said, we know that all things work together. For the good of those who love God and the ones who are called according to his purpose. Before I ask MK to just describe what perfection is, I'd like to read two other scriptures. Psalm 119. That's what the prophetic word does for us. I want to pick two verses here, Psalm 119. First, I would like to read verse 89. Verse 89. Wherever you have prophetic word, God's inspired word that you're working with, maybe during your devotion time or corporately as a people, God gives that corporate word. Psalm 119, verse 89 says, forever. That's the first attitude. Forever. Oh Lord, your word is settled. It is settled. It is settled in heaven. It is settled here on earth. And it is settled under the heart. In verse 49 of that same word, because just when doubt begins to creep in, what do you need to do? Psalm 119, verse 49, it says, remember the word to your servant, upon which you have caused me to hope. He said, this is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. So what is perfection?
Thank you so much, Pastor. You know, the word perfection simply means to finish, means to complete, to mature. You know, whatever it is that it's in the process, it comes to a point of completion. Whatever it is that used to be aspirational comes to a point of actualization. You know, so what it means to us as believers is that whatever it is that God has put in our hearts, whatever it is that God has spoken to us. So, for example, we have those 12, you know, prophetic words that God has delivered into our hearts. Yes, you know, those are signposts that God has given to us.
Yeah.
You know, so is a sure word that those things is going to bring them into actualization in our life.
Hallelujah.
As it concerns us at the level that we are in.
Mm.
You see, Pastor, the interesting thing is that, you know, perfection, you know, it's relative to people and the state in which they are in.
Wow.
Yes.
So for some people, their own perfection could be to have the right spouse, you know, with which they will do destiny together. For some, it might be to move up in their career path,
yeah.
you know, to a new level that God has destined for them, where they will be able to exert kingdom influence,
yeah.
even in the marketplace. For some people, it's to be able to start that business, you know, that God has put in their heart, you know, for a while. I mean, but God bringing that word as the tool, as the enablement to commence that. And so, you know, perfection varies depending on the level, depending on the sphere that we are in. But one thing is sure, that God has declared that this year, irrespective of what's happening, is going to bring to completion those ideas, those thoughts, those words, the prophetic signposts that has given to us, you know, in our life. Hallelujah.
I remember this. I mean, we were in a prayer time recently, and the person leading us read out from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. He actually started from verse 8 all through to 10, and he read it in the TPT translation. So I'm sure that it's been displayed on your screen. So, but what I actually want to point out, perfection has to do with seeing. And I think it's a Greek word, telehiosis. I don't know how, but it has to do with vision, visioning. It has to do with forward thinking. It has to do with planning ahead of time. So the prophetic word actually helps us to plan. The prophetic word settles us. The prophetic word allows us to take a journey with God so that it can settle us into his greater purpose. There are many devices in the heart of every man, but it's the counsel of God. And so for the believer, it's not even focusing on ourselves now. It is focusing on the greater agenda of God. So we can see it, we can hear it, we can comprehend it, and we can cooperate with God into that greater agenda that he has for us. I don't know, Pierre, do you have anything to just add?
I think we should just begin to talk about how to manifest the prophetic word. You know, how do we manifest the prophetic word?
Let me listen.
Mr. King, you understand? How do we manifest the prophetic word?
You know, I'll just take us back to the book of the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Genesis chapter 1, you know, verse 28, the Bible speaks to man. It says, "Be fruitful. Be fruitful. Be fruitful." So we have a mandate to actually generate fruit, to be productive with the prophetic word at this time. You know, so no matter what it is, no matter what the situation might be, we still have that mandate, that, you know, that God's breath over us saying, be fruitful, no matter what the, you know, no matter what the tithe might be. So essentially, you know, there's something in Jeremiah chapter 17 that I want us to look at, Jeremiah 17. I'll read from verse 5. Jeremiah 17 from verse 5, you know, very quickly. The Bible's speaking about two categories of people here. The first category are people that put their trust in humans. So I'm reading from NLT version. It says, "Wisdom from the Lord. This is what the Lord says. Cursed are those who put their trust in mere humans, who rely on human strength and turn their hearts away from the Lord. They are like stunted shrubs in the desert with no hope for the future. They will live in the barren wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and who have made the Lord their hope and confidence." You know, we are in a time where we cannot rely on palliatives from government. We cannot rely on, you know, predictions of, you know, the scientists, the medical practitioners to manifest. I mean, if we wait on all of those things, nothing will happen.
Yeah.
It says, but, verse 8 says, it says, "But they are like trees planted along a riverbank whose roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought."
You
know, like what is happening in the world now, the lockdown is leading to economic drought,
yeah.
long months of drought. Mm. See, they are not affected about it. They are not worried about it. It says their leaves stay green. Hallelujah. And they never stop producing fruit.
Glory.
So either it's locked down or it's locked in or, you know, palatable. Or, I mean, whatever it is, they never stop producing fruit. So hallelujah. I think the first thing is, you know, to manifest the prophetic word at this time is to have a heart shift. Mm-hmm. You know, to have a heart shift. So we fix our attention, our heart, our trust on God, not on what is happening around us, not on the government that we have. It might even be, you know, maybe watching us from the West, maybe from the US or from Europe or from even the East, wherever it is that you might be, where government is giving some palliative, some monthly stipend. But you see, that is not all there is to this thing. You know, the stipend we finish, right? But to really enjoy the prophetic word that God has given to us, we must have a heart shift where our absolute trust is in God. We are trusting God, not man, not physical structure, you know, nothing like that whatsoever. You know, that's the first thing I want to touch on. I don't know if Pastor Flacke want to touch on some other things as well.
The heart shift is very instructive. Quite instructive. And that is just to, again, I would say that would be a change of perspective. The heart shift would also be a change of perspective, in wherein we see that the pandemic is not, yes, that is what we are, that is what the entire earth is consumed by right now. But in the midst of it, we have to ensure that our heart is fixed on God. Our heart is fixed on God. And like we say regularly, God is not caught unawares. You know, quite a number of times we behave as if when stuff happens to us, God is just racking his brain to see, I didn't plan for it like this. This is just happening. How are we going to? No, that's not the way it is. So, alongside with the heart shift, is for us to keep our focus on God. You know, Hebrews talks about looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We need to keep our focus on Christ. At this time, more than ever before. In fact, it is in the midst of crisis that you need to do that a lot more. You need to do that a lot more because then it is easier for your feet to shift. You know, it's easier for you for your feet to shift because, you know, as humans, God has given us the brain and then we plan. We, as humans, we want to be independent of any, we want to be independent, even independent of God. So we have put stuff in place. So when those things fail, our confidence nosedives with those things. It nosedives. In fact, our confidence in God self nosedives, not knowing that it is us that God has not failed, God has not shifted, God has not moved around. It is our own confidence in ourselves that has failed.
Yes.
It's our confidence in ourselves that has failed, not the confidence in God. Because we seem to think we have confidence in God. But in reality of it, our confidence is in ourselves, our planning, our budgeting. And it is good to plan, it is good to budget. You understand? It is good to have the goals. But our confidence should not be in those things. Our focus should be on Christ.
Okay. Let me just put this in perspective. I'm sorry for cutting in there. What you have said so far, I think I like to tie it to that Jeremiah 17 that you quoted earlier on.
Very
that,
good scripture.
If our heart trusts in man, he says that if care is not taken, one will not even see when the good comes.
You will not see good.
Because it's just like that. I think the way God designed us, fine, he has given us a free will. He has given us the ability to be able to think through things, to plan. But he doesn't also want us to live independence of him.
Yes.
So what I have noted, and which I want all those who are under the influence of this service tonight to please take note of, is that we must align ourselves to the prophetic mandate that man has over his life, which means to be fruitful or to be productive. So I think it's very, very critical. So if God says be fruitful, it means that
He has also given us seed. It means we are seedful.
Yes, sir.
So, and I think that's the number one thing we all need to do if we want to manifest the prophetic word. I think we agreed on that.
Yes, sir.
We must align to that ourselves to that mandate. And then secondly, there must be a kind of a heart shift where our absolute trust and confidence is in God. Mm-hmm. And it's very critical. I know that people say, make statements that, hey, God has given you brain so that you can give him rest, so there is no need to depend on him anymore, and all that. As much as that may be true to an extent, we still need, he said, commit your works into the hands of the Lord, and he will surely direct your path. So it's like God still wants us to trust him wholeheartedly. And then thirdly, there must be a change of perspective, which the focus must actually be on God. Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, if we keep in perfect peace, those whose heart and mind stayed upon him. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author, I love that, the author and the finisher of the perfection of our faith. So I think we just need to help put that in proper perspective. And as we begin to tie this up for the day, I want you to please touch on what are the critical guides. Someone is listening to us. Okay, so what do I need to do from now to actually, for example, if I'm running with the word divine perfection, what do I need to do to be able to enjoy this divine perfection? Can you lead us through that, please?
Okay, thank you so much, Pastor. That recap blessed me. it's important that as believers at this time, first and foremost, we prioritize living by the word. Living by the word.
Wow.
Living by the word.
Wow.
You know, the Bible says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So this is the time to activate the living of our life, you know, by the word of God. So when he says man shall not live by bread, we need bread, we need food to sustain our physical body, but we need the word of God to actually live the spiritual life that is able to exert its influence on the physical life that we see. So it's important, we need to spend time in God's word. The way we take the prophetic word, meditate on it, draw understanding from it, declare the word, speak it, you know, it's important. So irrespective of what the situation around us is right now, we need to frame our world using the word of God.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
You know, and I consider prayers at this time a very important thing that we need to do, you know, because it's like God literally don't do anything except a man prays. I mean,
yes.
John Wesley, you know, brought us to that understanding that it's as though no matter what it is, God is just looking. And the truth is, the Bible says that even the heavens belong to God, and the earth he has given to the sons of men.
Yes.
So at this time, God needs us to exert our influence.
Yeah.
I mean, as believers, first and foremost, over the things that pertains to you, things that concerns you, your family, your finance, your business, your profession, all that, exerting your influence, then you can now exert influence on things that concerns every other person. You know, so prioritizing prayer at this time becomes very, very important. You know, and allowing the Holy Spirit to guide us. This is the time that, you know, we must be dependent on the Holy Spirit. You know, it brings the idea that, oh, call this person. Oh, do this. Contact that person. You know, I mean, just like the scripture that you quoted in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, you know, Bible talks about eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it come to the heart of any man, the things that God has planned for those that love him. Bible now says that for he has revealed them to us by his spirit. For his spirit searches all things, deep things of God. So this is a time to actually build, you know, relationship with the Holy Spirit to get those inspirations, those ideas, you know, that are very, very, you know, that will lead us in the path that God will want us to go. And maybe the last thing I'll just touch on, Pastor, is kingdom partnership.
Wow.
This is the time to be concerned about the kingdom. You know, Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing will be added. This is a time to, you know, to partner, you know, with the church, to partner with God, to collaborate with ministry, you know, to extend the frontier of God's kingdom. And the more, you see, the more we spread the good news, the more we, you know, we share our faith, the more we do the works of Christ, the more we evangelize, the more we partner. You know, it can be as simple as giving to the poor. It can be as simple as reaching out, giving to support of the work of the ministry. All of those things that we do at this time, you see God showing forth, you know, for us in our various life. Hallelujah.
And just because before I ask Pierre to please give us a word of our own word of final thing, you said something about kingdom partnership. I realized that in times of crisis, in difficult times, generally the attitude of people is to conserve resources. But kingdom mentality, kingdom mindset demands that this present time, people are in need. And instead of conserving resources, it is an opportunity for us to open our eyes, minister to people, not just by prayers, and not just by say it is well with you, God bless you. Minister to people. I think the good news at this time is for physical sustenance. People want to be alive. Yes, they want to be sure of the next meal. And then it makes the preaching of the gospel also becomes very easy. So it may not be, I mean, a lot of people say, oh, I don't know what to do. But I think the aspect of kingdom partnership, look at ministries, look at organizations who are doing something to help people at this time. Yes, and then put in your resources. So, Pierre.
Okay, so I want to add to the things, the guides to enjoying divine partnership. And this will be like a number five. And I would say, watch what you say at this time.
Wow.
Watch what you say. Proverbs 6 verse 2, it says, you are snared with the words of your lips. You are caught by the speech of your mouth. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Those who love it will eat its fruit. So watch what you say. Don't say what you don't want to see. Don't say what you don't want to see. Say only what you want to see. What you want to see happen in your life is what you should declare. Is what you should say. So don't say what you don't want to see. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Those who love it will eat its fruit. And don't forget, you are ensnared by the words of your mouth. Once it goes out of your mouth, it is just a matter of time. So please, at this time, watch what you say. It is very important. If you know that you don't have anything good to say, please keep your mouth shut. If you have not filled your heart enough with good things, so that because the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks forth. So assuming that in your heart you do not have enough good things to say, it is wisdom for you to just keep your mouth shut. The Bible says even the fool is considered wise when he keeps his mouth shut.
Wow.
So, you know you don't have anything good to say concerning what is happening, please just hold it. Don't say what you don't want to say. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Any last?
Yes. You know, Pastor, there's something beautiful. You know, the scripture is just it's just complete. It's a beautiful scripture.
It's complete.
You know, it's
from Genesis to Revelation.
I'm telling you, Pastor, it's a beautiful scripture. You know, talking about
and the same yesterday, today, and forever.
And forever. you know, Pastor, you know, when we look into the story of the widow of, you know, Zarephath,
yeah.
You know, that, you know, Elijah met, and the woman, okay, Elijah asked for water, and now said alongside, just bring bread. Mm. And the woman said that, hey, what I have left is just a small flour. I plan to make, you know, make bread for myself and my son. And we will die because of what's going on. Mm. And, you know, the man of God said that, don't worry, make bread for me. Wow. You know, then make for yourself. He didn't say, make bread only for me.
Mm.
He said, make for me and make for yourself.
Wow.
I mean, just say that. Just be generous. Just be open-hearted. Yeah. Just share what you have. You will get for me. Yeah. You will get for yourself. Just share. And the Bible says that the jar of flour and of oil never run dry until there was provision. I mean, it's amazing how those things work.
Mm.
And Pastor, this will be my last scripture.
Mm.
Joshua chapter 1, you know, when God spoke to Joshua after Moses had gone. Joshua chapter 1, I'll just read from verse 5. Okay, so it says in verse 5, it says, "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from the to the right or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go." But my emphasis is verse 6. I mean, he's telling Joshua that you are going to divide as an inheritance the land which I have sworn. That is, the promise I have given, you are going to experience it.
Wow.
But you see, at this time, sir, they've not gone to battle. This is pre-battle, pre-Jericho, pre-high, pre-all of those things.
Wow.
And he's saying that, see, this is what the result is going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
So irrespective of what the journey is like, the result is sure. It's just like the way God has given us this prophetic word at this time. So what it means is that for every one of us that align with this prophetic word, first and foremost, we will appear on the other side of all those things.
Amen.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Amen.
You know, and
glory,
there will be
fulfillment
of this word just as he has said it.
Hallelujah.
Irrespective of the going through. You know, and then verse 8 now becomes our watchword for those times.
Mm.
You know, ensuring that the book of the Lord does not depart from our mouth, as Pastor Folake has said. You know, ensuring we meditate on it day and night.
Mm.
And we are declaring it. We are confessing it. You know, then we'll make our way prosperous and we shall have good sources. But it's guaranteed that we are coming over.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Well, just to put it in final perspective, please, at this time, all you just have to do, number one, live by the word. Lord, I live by your word. Live by the word. Prioritize prayers. Engage the Holy Spirit. Yield yourself to him. That's what guarantees your access to divine instruction. Engage kingdom partnership. Number five, watch your confession. Number six, be generous with your life. Number seven, meditate consistently on the word of God. You may not necessarily be a member of the Lighthouse, but that's how to manifest the prophetic word. And if you are out there tonight, you are wondering whether the promises of God, which the Bible says they are yes and amen for us in Christ Jesus, whether you qualify, we say to you jointly tonight, you qualify. You will hit the good in the land of that prophetic word. Can we just pray and agree with the people tonight? Father, we want to say thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the beautiful exchange service. Thank you for the insight into your word. Lord, we are believers, so we believe your word. And thank you because we will see your goodness in the land of the living. When men say there is casting down, the testimonies on our lips is that there is lifting up. Because you are the God who promised, and you will never fail.
Amen.
Thank you for watching over your word. Thank you because as we meditate in your word day and night, Lord, we will observe to do according to all that is written therein.
Amen.
And then we will make our way prosperous
and
have good success. Thank you for what you are doing in our lives. Lord, you are building the strength of character in us. We will not only pull through this COVID experience, but Lord, we will come out better, stronger, declaring your faithfulness in the land of the living. Thank you because this is a time for the harvest of the heart.
Yes.
And Lord, we speak to someone, Lord, whose heart is fearful at the moment, but who needs a personal relationship with you, that you reveal your mind, you reveal yourself to them.
Amen.
Thank you for your word.
Thank you,
we
Lord
give
Jesus.
You praise and glory, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
God bless you. Have a wonderful, fruitful week and enjoy the rest of this week and this month. Please don't forget, do not fear. This is your time to see the fulfillment of everything that God has spoken over your life. God bless you. Have a lovely evening. Shalom. Amen.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,